We're CJMQ and we're talking with Tommy Gilman today. Now, where are you based out of, Tommy?
Actually, right outside of Owen Sound, Ontario. I'm about 2.5 hours northeast of Toronto, up on the Bruce Peninsula.
Okay, nice. Now, I was reading, you're originally from Alabama, is that correct?
Right. Born and raised in Alabama and in Birmingham. Grew up around there playing music, and I moved to Nashville in about 1993.
Okay, good. So you grew up around country gospel music. You sang in the churches, different things like that?
Right. Okay. Yeah, actually, it's kind of wild. My grandfather was a coal miner, and my father and his family, there was 13 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And three sets of twins, can you believe? And I grew up around everybody playing guitars and piano and singing and all that every Sunday. So,
okay, that must have been nice there.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of great memories. Yeah.
Good. So you originally were interested in country gospel music, and you joined a band. You made a band, I guess, when you were a little bit older in high school, maybe? Or?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we... just growing up and finding other guys in school that, you know, had the same passion, that wanted to play and make a lot of noise to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of stayed at it, you know.
Okay.
Stayed at it.
Good. And this was a country band too?
It was kind of a mixture of both. I never veered too far from country.
Mm-hmm.
I never was a big rock fan of any certain band, but I like a lot of different types of music though.
Okay, that's neat. Now, you came to Canada. You've been in Canada 4 years. What brought you to Canada?
I actually met a girl in Nashville.
Okay.
Which is now my wife. Actually, today's our anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. 2 years today. Mm-hmm. But this is my fourth year in Canada.
Okay.
Of course, commuting back and forth. I just fell in love with Canada, and this is home now. So it's all new, and it's very beautiful. The people are great and very nice, and I really love it.
Oh, that's great, and we're really glad to have you too. A great addition to the Canadian talent here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you've opened up for a lot of big names: Hank Williams Jr., Montgomery Gentry. My goodness. So tell us about that.
Well, when I moved to Nashville in '93, I landed a writing deal at a company called PolyGram Music, and I started writing there and interconnecting with everybody in the business and networking, and that led me into a record deal, and I ended up going to my first major deal was going to work with Charlie Daniels. I worked for him, and we were on his label as well, and so that was like a dream come true for me, a Southern boy getting opened up for Hank Jr. and Charlie Daniels, you know. So we had a good band. It was called Saddle Tramp.
Okay.
And so that kind of got me interconnected into the songwriting and a lot of artists and who's who in the Nashville circle there. And I lived there up until 4 years ago. I really love Nashville, and it's a beautiful place. And had a lot of good times there.
Good. Well, you go back often, or
I do. Good. I go back. I was actually down this past summer, working on some other projects and stuff. I've got a lot of friends in Nashville, so I think I'll always kind of be connected to Nashville. But this is home now for me. There, it kind of trips them out. They're like, we can't believe you're living in Canada. Yep. If they only knew.
That's great. Now, you're one of four artists I was reading to be featured on a TV show called Road to Stardom. It was hosted by Trace Adkins. When was this?
Trace Adkins. I was working on a solo deal there with Liam Womack's husband, Frank Liddell.
Okay.
And so we were shooting for this new label and with Decca Records. And I was featured. Actually, the labels put on this event, which featured a lot of artists in Nashville that they were expecting to get the next record deal. So they kind of put these four acts together, and I was luckily to be chosen, you know, to be one of the four acts, and got to do the TV show with Trace Adkins, and it was a lot of fun. It was a blast. So a lot of cool things about Nashville. I have a lot of great memories, and And I still go back all the time and visit friends, and they plan to come up here as well.
So. Oh, that's great. Now, we're playing your song right now, Gravel Road, and this is part of your CD, I guess?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Gravel Road's just a good old summer song, I believe, and I think a lot of people can relate to it. And no matter where you are, I've learned, you know, I was raised in South Alabama, and no matter where you are, all the way up here in Canada, I've got new friends here, and you know, it's not too much different. You know, everybody's got a story about a gravel road, so you know, I think we all have our different gravel roads. But I hope everybody likes it, and thank you so much for playing.
Oh, we're enjoying playing it. It's a great party song, I think.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, great weekend
thank
song.
You.
Good. Now, what's the name of your album, Tommy?
The name of the album is Dancing in the Flames.
Okay. And how many other songs are on it?
There's actually 13 songs.
Okay.
On
wow.
There.
Good. And do you write some of the songs?
All of them.
Wow. Good. What's your inspiration?
All different sorts of journeys through life.
Okay.
I think a lot of musicians have a lot of different stories, but a lot of it is experience and just I lived there in Nashville for 10 years, and that was my passion, is writing, and I wrote a lot of songs with a lot of good, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to work with a lot of these good writers and stuff, and I really learned a lot about the craft, you know, honing a song, and that's where everything begins, you know.
Oh, definitely. You must play a lot upon your experience, and that's great to have all that.
Oh, well, thank
good.
You.
Good. Now, your website, it's www.tommygillham, that's TommyGillham.com, and you can go there and get a copy, I guess, find out how
absolutely,
to get a copy of
absolutely.
Your
absolutely. Album. You can go there, and the website is very, very easy to navigate yourself around, even if you're not used to the Internet, and it'll take you right to where the music is, all the way to photos and the bio and everything.
Yeah, that's a great website. You're doing
well, thank
really
you.
Well with that.
I built
good.
It myself.
Really? Okay. Nice. Nice. The plans for this summer or this autumn? Any shows you're doing? Or?
We've got actually this Saturday we're doing a big show in Sauble Beach.
Okay.
They're blocking the streets and the town off, and we're going to be playing that night. There will be a few other acts, and we've got the Salmon Derby. That's downtown Owen Sound. That's a big event there. Mm-hmm. There's tons of people. And tons of other acts going on down there as well. So we're just having a good time this summer and just working, you know. Loving Canada. I tell you what, we just got back from out east, and we did the whole big eastern tour there. And, man, it's just unbelievable. It's beautiful.
That's great. That's great. So you're building
beautiful.
A fan base in the east, too. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Tommy?
Well, not really. Just thank you guys for giving me the chance to share my music to Canada and letting me be a part of the station there in the area. We came through there, and we just love it and plan to come back very soon. And I want to, you know, just tell everybody they can go to the website there and check it out there. There's also a NASCAR video. I had a NASCAR video out on CMT for a while.
Okay, nice.
And that's floating around the Internet somewhere. it's called NASCAR Disease. Mm-hmm. So you can Google that, and you know, people get a kick out of that. We had Enos from the Dukes of Hazzard in it, as well as a couple other people. So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Might be get you a chuckle anyway.
Okay. Oh, we wish you all the luck in your music.
Well, hey, thank
it's great
you so much, Maury.
Okay, take care.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
It ain't nothing but a rundown shack. You can smell the fumes from a still out back. Just four walls, three tables, and a busted chair. But nobody cares, just walk on in, cause there ain't no door. Thanks to Lester and his 4x4. Saturday night, that's the place to go. I'm talking about paradise down a gravel road. There's pickup trucks parked in a row, tailgates down from the overflow. If you ain't there early, then you're gonna have to party outside and get countrified. Got rednecks rocking, but later it gets. Somebody hollers, everybody watch this. Next thing you know, you'll be passed out cold. I'm talking about paradise down a gravel road. Well, there ain't no clocks in the jukebox, don't play nothing but Skinner all night. And if the beer runs out, you can pretty much bet there's bound to be a fight. Well, the boys all pray that the weather gets hot just to see the girls in their halter tops, their cut-off jeans. What a sight to behold. I'm talking about paradise down a gravel road. Skinnered all night, and you can pretty much bet if the beer runs out, there's bound to be a fight. Well, the boys all pray that the weather gets hot just to see the girls in their halter tops, their cut-off jeans. What a sight to behold. I'm talking about paradise down a gravel road. You know it's paradise down a gravel road. Gravel Road.
That was Canadian artist Tommy Gillam, and the song was called Gravel Road.